Hi, good afternoon. My name is Marcelo Ono. I'm from Soka University, Japan. Today, I'm going to present my research I've been working on, the effects of biochar treated with peroxide and montmorillonite on aggregation and water retention in a clay soil from Mexico. First of all, I would like to introduce the place that we collected the samples. This is Guanajuato, one of the states in Mexico. We have many problems about water shortage and usage of water. For example, 8% of the water usage is for agricultural purpose. The problem in Guanajuato is the low total annual precipitation is low, and uneven precipitation patterns. They have dry and rainy periods. So this is a problem for the water shortage and drink. Now let's move to the types of soil in Guanajuato. One of soil that it's a virt soil. It's a very clay soil, and the soil is very expansive, and because of the problems during the dry seasons and the rain season, the soil usually cracks like this photo. We can see in this photo. Here we have some properties from this virt soil. Now here we have some information about biochar. Biochar can improve water retention and crop yields, increase water soil hold capacity and plant available water, and modify soil pore size distribution and aggregation. And biochar can be enhanced. It's important properties such as cations exchange capacity, surface area, and water retention as a design by different treatments such as peroxide and clay. Now I want to introduce about the agave tequilana. This is a feedstock to produce the famous Mexican drink. This is a tequila. But the problem is after they produce the tequila, usually we can find around Guanajuato the bagasse for all of the parts. And so this is one of the problems, environmental problem in Guanajuato. The objective of my research is evaluate the effect of biochar from agave tequiliana treated with peroxide or clay on water retention curve and soil aggregation from the clay soil from Guanajuato using the ceramic plate, apparatus plate, and the wet sieving methods. Materials and methods, as I mentioned before, the feedstock I use it is the feed the agave tequilana bagasse. Pyrolysis temperature 400 and 800 Celsius degrees. Treated peroxide and clay and normal biochar. Application rates 3% and weight per rate and control. Incubation period 21 days for water retention curve, and incubation period for the soil aggregation 7, 14, 21, and 28 days. The analysis water retention curve, soil aggregation, size distribution, and mean weight diameter, and some soil K chemical properties, and biochar also. Here we have some how I produce the biochar for this, those experiments. First one is montmorillonite. I mix it, the clay with the bagasse, the feedstock. And the other is the peroxide. I mix with peroxide, the biochar with peroxide. And here we have some important properties from those two biochars, 400 and 800, and the other treatments, clay and peroxide. The results, water retention curve, we can observe the control is this line black, this curve black, and biochar 400 Celsius degree and 400 peroxide is in the top of the this graphic. To visualize better this the results, I have some information. For example, biochar 400 has a field capacity, and 400 peroxide has a very higher than the others, the field capacity and plate available water for the normal the peroxide. Not the normal biochar 400. Here we have the soil aggregate size distribution. We can see 7 days incubation period, 14 days, 21 and 28 days. Here we have 21 days, the same as the for the water retention curve. We can see the biochar peroxide 400. We can see that the microaggregates is higher than the others, and for the biochar 400 clay and 800, the macroaggregates is higher than the others treatments. Here we have the main weight diameter, higher for treatments biochar 400 clay and 800. So to summarize, we observe that biochar with 400 temperature presented more capacity to retain water compared to 800, and biochar 400 and biochar peroxide increased field capacity and plant available water compared to the control and the other treatments. When we verify the soil aggregates, soil aggregate distribution with 400 peroxide on 20 days incubation period show the highest highest microaggregates, and 400 clay and biochar 800 Celsius degree present the macroaggregate higher than the other compared to the other treatments and control, and the mean weight diameter for the biochar clay and biochar 800 on 21 days incubation period is the highest has the micro is the highest in these both treatments, and reduce after 28 days. So this is all for my presentation. Thank you for your kind attention. Any question, please?
What would you attribute the increase and decrease in microaggregation rate to?
So For the what?
What would you attribute that?
What? You mean...
Microaggregate, the
8 the biochar 400 Celsius degree treated with peroxide increased more than the others, and because of this, the field capacity and plant available water increased also, because the percentage, the parts of the microaggregate for this treatment is higher than the other treatment. This is one of the reasons that the water retention curve, the plant available water and field capacity is higher when we treat it with the biochar 400 drugs.
I think his question was more, what do you think is behind this? What mechanism is causing it? Because you only have a very short
time. Okay, sorry. Probably due to the microbiologic activity, and the biochar peroxide has a high CEC, so this chemical properties might be induced with this result.
Are there other questions?
The porosity is different for all of them when I because of the after incubating the structure of the samples changes and so the porosity changes after the 21 days incubation period. I mentioned the porosity, and the porosity for the peroxide 400 and 8 and the normal biochar 400 has more the porosity is higher than the others. All of the treatment has different porosity.
Okay.